This podcast is brought to you by DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
John, congratulations on the appointment. How much does this mean to you to be given the opportunity to work in the A-League? And also, how were you told?
Oh, look, it's how you're told. You have meetings. So I had some meetings with the West Melbourne group, and they showed a lot of interest. Then we had some negotiations, and everything was all fine. Worked out pretty quickly. Look, it's an amazing opportunity for me that I've been working so hard for all these years in the NPL in Victoria. So I'm very forever grateful to the West Melbourne group for giving me this great challenge and great opportunity to be part of a new project, and hopefully look forward to a lot of success with the club going forward.
And John, what most excites you about this project in particular, and your role?
As an assistant, obviously it's exciting to see who's going to be the head coach, and to be able to bounce off ideas off the head coach, and really see hopefully our philosophy in the line, and we really have a really good style of play where we attacking type football and excite the crowd that'll come to our ground. So it's a role where there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of sessions to be put on, but we'll have a trio of coaches who will have an input to make sure the team's prepared week in, week out for every game or every friendly game or every cup game that comes our way.
And just on that head coaching role, I mean, it's a little bit unusual, the assistant coach being appointed beforehand, and I'm not expecting you to give us a name here, of course, but do you have any idea who the head coach is going to be, and do you know if the club are close to an appointment on that front?
Look, to be fair, I really don't know, because like I said, I've just been announced today, more or less, so I'm not sure if we haven't spoken to anyone about what's happening with the head coach role at this stage, so I'm not particularly sure. But I'm sure the powers to be, they'll make the right decision and the right person to come in to really give this club a fantastic profile.
And John, obviously you've just been appointed. What are your roles and responsibilities right now, if any?
Well, at the moment, it's obviously I'll be still coaching Bentley until probably mid-May, early June, but from here on in until then, with West Melbourne, who obviously have been looking out for players, recruitment, and people in the high performance and sports science sort of stuff. So we'll be going through that sort of recruiting with the other board of directors, and choosing the right type of people that we want to be around the club going forward.
And John, just on the topic of players, what kind of individuals are you looking for?
Above all, to be very good characters, very good people. That's first and foremost. Secondly, to be able to, really be part of our philosophy and our style of play. You want those type of players, but really players who represent what the club's about, what the culture is going to be about, and that is a club who embraces all people, all the community, and we want the players to be part of that and to really be able to attract people to the ground, and I'm sure that from here on in, whoever comes to our club will really embrace what we're about.
And you mentioned a style of play just then. Is there anything formal in place in terms of what kind of football Western Melbourne Group are going to look to play next season in the A-League?
Well, I believe that we're all on the same page, and that is no doubt very positive attacking football, fast football. So it's all about pleasing the crowd, and they come and pay to watch, a good game of football, and that's what we want our players to produce on any given game day.
And you've got a long experience in NPL football, especially in Victoria. Will you be leveraging that knowledge and recommending a number of NPL talents that Western Melbourne Group could sign?
Absolutely, yeah, that'll be part of it. We're always looking what's in our own backyard, and no doubt about it that there are NPL players who can step up to the plate, and for sure they'll be brought in to be trialled and have a look at, and hopefully be able to to score a contract.
And what challenges do you foresee being a new player on the A-League stage? Obviously not easy for a new club to come in and establish themselves both on and off the park. What challenges do you foresee in the future for adjusting and preparing for the new season?
Yeah, look, there's always going to be challenges. There's going to be bumps and a few hiccups along the way. But first and foremost, we want to be a club that that embraces the community, a club that's the people's club. I mean, that's probably the biggest challenge. Certainly, we want success from day one, so we want to be a successful club. And, we don't shy away from that. We're not here just to make up the numbers, absolutely not. So we want to be remembered as a club that whoever comes to the club, a player or coach, whatever, that that success breeds. It's got to be the number one priority. So that's a challenge in itself. But I'm sure with hard work and due diligence, we certainly can achieve that.
And do you see a little bit of a change in how NPL coaches are perceived by A-League clubs now with the success of Mark Rudan this season at Wellington Phoenix? Obviously yourself being hired, there's a few rumours that Warren Moon might be brought into an assistant role up in Brisbane as well. Do you think that's a bit of a breakthrough for NPL coaches around the country?
Absolutely, yes. It's great to see, and long may it continue. There's some very, very good coaches in the NPL. And they can do a job just as well as any foreigners coming into the country. And, I have no doubt that the door's been opened now, and the new teams, the new expansion teams that will be happening, the next 3, 4, 5 years, they'll be adopting that approach to actually hiring, local coaches, NPL coaches. And it's great to see. We do the accreditations as they do around the world, so we do it hard too here. It's not easy to do a pro licence or an A-League licence or even a B licence. So, the actual coaches do it really well, and we can get instructed well. So there's no doubt that prepares us well for the top league, which is the A-League.
And I assume you go with Bentley Green's blessing. Will you have a role there in ensuring a smooth transition to a new head coach?
Yes. We definitely... we've talked about it, and we talked about it yesterday, to be honest. And there's no doubt that we want to keep it, the club wants to keep it with him. So we believe that the assistant coaches can step up to the plate as being the senior coaches and head coach, and also our under 18s and under 20s coach stepping up to be the assistant coach. So there is a good model there for that to happen. So we definitely... I believe that Bentley will have the coaches coming from within the club.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and we look forward to chatting to you in the near future.
Thank you very much, guys, for having me.